compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Negotiations have failed to produce an agreement between TV and movie producers and members of the Writers Guild of America. Let's discuss the fallout with Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. Tom, thank you for joining us today. And a lot of discussion on social media, of course, about the writer's strike ongoing right now, and some discussions about what the entertainment landscape was like in 2007 as some TV shows continued without writers. Somebody sharing video this morning of Conan O'Brien on Late Night in 2007, spinning his wedding ring on his desk. I was trying to find video from the 1988 writer's strike, Tom, of David Letterman making toast for his audience because there were no writers. They were walking a picket line. And we find ourselves in that situation once again as the Late Night shows say they're going off the air because in solidarity with their writers.
Yeah, that's right. Here we are again. And the stunning thing about this is 98% of the WGA voted for this action. They can really see the handwriting on the wall. Rob, I want to remind everybody that the internet was actually designed as a disintermediating force. It encourages, with no value judgment here, I'm just stating this, it encourages a race to the bottom with ever-reducing costs and prices. It's put newspapers out of business and intense pressure on television and radio with CPMs declining and lower production costs, of course. Residuals in television are down further for streaming, and non-existent when a streamer takes the show off the air. So you add then AI to this mix, and the pressure to be cheaper and cheaper and automate is intense, and writers can see the handwriting on the wall.
Well, this is, I mean, the economic environment of TV doesn't make any sense to me anymore. And I was thinking about this a couple of weeks ago with Star Trek Picard, which was essentially a reunion of Star Trek The Next Generation, which was a very popular syndicated TV show that ran from 87 to 1994. 26 episodes per year. The cast got paid the first time the show ran. It got paid on reruns. It got paid on movies. It got paid on VHS and DVD and streaming. There were many opportunities for everybody involved in that show to make money. The Reunion is a 10-episode streaming series. You get paid in one shot, and once it's over, it's over. And I think for a lot of the writers, getting on a series and having that series go to syndication and into reruns was a major source of income that simply disappeared.
It really has. And some of the working conditions that the writers describe about being asked to pre-write, pre-greenlit shows in these so-called mini rooms they talk about, they're writing those for free with no promise whatsoever. Forget about a paycheck and no promise whatsoever of residuals. It is a gig economy on steroids. And I think you'll understand, Rob, when I talk about television and radio as an analogy to this. For industries where people are trying to, quote, live the dream, like TV or radio or Hollywood, that blind ambition allows a constant driving down of pay and working conditions. So it's really sort of this self-sustaining vortex downwards on pay and making a living and trying to raise a family or do whatever you're doing in any of these industries, and the writers are experiencing that to the nth degree.
The studios went headlong into streaming at the speed of light because they didn't want to be caught flat-footed by technological change. A huge revamping of their operations, releasing shows onto streaming services, releasing movies onto streaming services, and then discovering it was nowhere near as lucrative as broadcasting used to be. Where do they find themselves now?
Well, that's exactly it. It's one thing to throw money at everything. Hey, I have a show about a cat. Great. Here's $1 million. It's one thing to do that, to try to capture market share and be an early actor on this thing. It's another thing to try to make a profit. And you wonder why the ratings and those kinds of things are a little opaque with the streamers. Well, this is why. Because when it comes to paying out residuals and really paying the piper on production costs, that's where that starts to show up. And, you know, transparency isn't always working in your favor. So that's an issue. And having to get to a point of profitability is really putting the crimp on the streaming services. And, oh, by the way, it's really hard to produce hit television shows. So there you go.
Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle, Washington. Find him on Twitter @TomLason. Thanks for your insight on the WGA strike.